I want to ask you if you remember your first job, because how can you not? It's like stepping over the threshold of adulthood, and that first paycheck simultaneously feels like so much and so little. My first job was for a small family business, but it wasn't until years later that I realized I had been paid way below the award wage for the time that I'd worked there. Once my colleague and I, both quivering teenagers, asked our boss if we'd get paid extra because we were working on a public holiday, and he just waved his hand and said, we don't do that here. But that was decades ago. Surely things are better now, right? Well, a study shows that more than one in three young people have been ripped off by their employers, and they're also unlikely to challenge their bosses about it. In a second, you'll hear from the researcher who led this study, but first, someone who actually was a victim of workplace exploitation. Olivia is 17. She's a student and casual worker who says she was fired after questioning underpayment at her first job. Olivia, what happened?
I got my first job when I was nearly 16 at the, nearly 15, sorry, 14 and 9 months was when I got my first job. And it was at a smaller fast food chain, and it was a big enough of a company that my parents thought it would be a good place to apply, but they ended up firing me because I spoke up about being underpaid through my paychecks with no reason why and no explanation.
So how long were you working there before you realized that you were being underpaid?
Maybe 6 months. Before I realised.
Was it like they were paying you a lesser hourly rate, or they weren't paying you penalties? Like, what was the nature of the underpayment?
They were underpaying me certain shifts they wouldn't pay for, or they would underpay for less hours because I was on the lowest rate anyway, being at such a young age, and I wouldn't work Saturdays or anything. When we counted up what I should have been paid due to my clocked hours, it was a lot like lower than the amount I was getting paid, and I was only getting paid fortnightly, so it didn't seem like the number was too low, but when I added up what I should have been getting with my dad, it was lower.
Yeah, right. So 6 months in, you realize that you've been underpaid, you call them out. What was the response?
They just couldn't get back to me. I called my manager, I called HR, I got my mum to contact them, and they wouldn't respond. So then my mum told me to go into the work when my manager was working, and she wanted to come in as well, but I didn't want to be embarrassed, so I went in by myself, and he said he would contact me tomorrow. And then tomorrow I got an email that I was fired and I hadn't done anything to be fired.
Oh my gosh. So you reckon you were let go for speaking up? Like, did they tell you why?
It was because they were over the budget for some reason or something. But we were already short-staffed. They have a high turnover rate because I think they hire very young people and then they don't pay them for, if you pick up a shift, you don't get paid. And when you have to close the store, at the actual closing hour where customers aren't allowed in is when we stop being paid, but we never got paid for the extra hour it would take to clean everything and put everything away. But our shifts would be rostered on until that extra hour that we wouldn't be paid for.
Did you talk to your colleagues about this at all? Did other people say that similar things had happened to them?
Yeah, everyone that I worked with stopped working there in less than a year. Wow. But they still have staff just change all the time.
Yeah, that's your very first job experience. Like, how has that left you feeling?
Honestly, it's actually left me with a bit of anxiety when I'm trying to do well at jobs I've had since then. I've only had two jobs since then. I had a Christmas casual in retail, and now I have my job at a smaller business. And being at a small business that I know well, and I trust, has been really, really good for me because I feel like I'm part of their family, and I know that nothing, I'm aware of everything that's going on, including my pay, which has been really nice. But it's also left me feeling like I need to be aware of that, and like I need to be constantly checking my pay because of my first experience, which I feel is something that you wouldn't normally have if you didn't have a really first bad experience with being paid.
I'm sure that you've told all your mates about this. Like, what advice are you giving to your friends?
I honestly think if you are getting a part-time job, you should be like very aware of your pay, even though you're just a teenager. And I think that you should be consulting it with your parents as well, because they are more experienced in being paid. But I honestly think it's poor because it happens a lot of the time, and it's just kids that are unaware of the workforce, and that's what they're taking advantage of.
Olivia, thank you so much for sharing your story. Olivia is a 17-year-old student and a casual worker. You're listening to Radio National's Life Matters. I'm Tegan Taylor. We're talking about students, young people being underpaid, being exploited because they're young and perhaps don't know any better. Electo says young people are vulnerable simply because they're young and perhaps not confident about speaking up. More importantly, there's been at least 4 decades of union bashing and undermining of industrial protection systems so that young people don't think to join the union, and the capacity for unions to intervene has been greatly diminished. Exploitation of young people happens because it's been increasingly made possible to do so. To dig into the data a bit more, I've got with me Professor John Howe from the University of Melbourne's Law School, who surveyed thousands of young people aged between 15 and 30. John, thanks for coming on Life Matters.
Thanks for having me on, Tegan.
So we've just heard Olivia's story. Is it a common story to you?
Well, yes, it is. Anecdotally, I mean, I hear a lot about this from my teenage kids and from other people talking about their kids, but our survey certainly is bearing that anecdotal evidence out in the data we're finding.
So you looked at a range of industries. Were you surprised at the conditions?
Look, I was surprised. I wasn't surprised about the underpayment because that seems to be rife throughout the labour market, but the breadth of how young workers are being ripped off was pretty staggering. You know, ranging from, you know, wages being $15 an hour or less for a third of the workers we surveyed, but then going on to things like not being paid for extra work done, not being paid for training that was required, having to pay for necessary equipment, uniforms and so on for work. The list goes on. So that was very surprising.
This is an issue that's been around for decades. Like, I've shared my own experience before. I think everyone has a touchstone for this. Why is it still being able to happen?
Well, I think there's a combination of reasons. One is a lack of awareness of what young people are entitled to earn. So there's a lack of awareness of workplace rights. The guest you had on mentioned, you know, some young people not wanting to, you know, rock the boat with their employer for fear of losing their job, which is what happened to her, of course. You know, not knowing about avenues you can go to get advice. Mm. So, you know, we did find that about half of the workers who thought they were being ripped off did seek advice from a government agency or a union or a community legal centre, but that leaves half the workers who thought they were being ripped off not getting advice outside sort of family and so on. And then you've got a lot of people who probably didn't know they were being ripped off and then they wouldn't be, you know, getting advice at all.
Kristen's called in. You had a really awful experience when you were given a trial shift. Tell me about that.
Yes, I tried to find some work during university. So I'd go to Brisbane and then I come back to a regional town and try to get some work, and they said, yeah, they're interested in hiring me and putting me on the bar. They just have to make sure that, you know, I'm good enough with the customers, all that kind of stuff. And I said, oh, okay. And the trial run just happened to be New Year's Eve and worked across into New Year's Day for about 6 to 8 hours, no pay. And only looking back did I think, okay, that was just to get a free shift, I feel. So, yes, that was my experience.
Did you ever end up going back for another shift?
Yeah, I did. I worked there for probably on and off in university breaks for about a year, 2 years. And it's only just thinking back now going, okay, that was just a sneaky way to get, because I worked my butt off and I was very, you know, capable. But yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, especially a trial shift. You're so, so eager to please. Kristen, thanks so much for sharing your story. John, this unpaid trial shift thing was a theme in your research as well.
Yeah, that's right. And it's totally unlawful. If you're engaged by an employer to work and you do the work, it doesn't matter whether it's a trial or training, you have to be paid. And we found a large number of workers were, you know, not being paid for those trial shifts or training shifts. And, you know, you're right, it's something that some employers exploit because they don't, you know, they're confident the young worker's not going to complain about it because they want the job.
So not every young person has a parent that can advocate for them, but if you are a parent and you are wanting to help, what kind of questions could you be asking?
I think trying to find out what exactly your kid's workplace experience is, and there are places is the first step. But, you know, going beyond that family discussion, it's possible for inquiries to be made to the Fair Work Ombudsman, which is our national regulator for working conditions. Doesn't mean that further steps have to be taken, but I think the first step is to be fully aware of what your rights are and if you are being exploited. Even if you're worried about taking further action. The Fair Work Ombudsman has a lot of useful tools to try and work out whether you are being ripped off. Unions, obviously, but often you need to be a member to be able to get that advice. And community legal centres, all the most capital cities, at least in Australia, have community legal centres which do give young people a lot of advice around workplace issues.
Professor John Howe is with the University of Melbourne's Law School. You also heard there from 17-year-old Olivia, who was underpaid at her first job and fired when she questioned it.
Listen to more great stories that take you beyond the headlines. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.